Storytelling for Kids on KDLL.
Princess Smarty Pants by Babette Cole. Princess Smarty Pants did not want to get married. She enjoyed being a miss, but because she was very pretty and rich, all the princes wanted her to be their misses. Princess Smarty Pants wanted to live in her castle with her pets and do exactly as she pleased. "It's high time you smartened yourself up," said her mother, the queen. "Stop messing about with those animals and find yourself a husband." Suitors were always turning up at the castle, making a real nuisance of themselves. "Right," declared Princess Smarty Pants. "Whoever can accomplish the tasks that I set will, as they say, win my hand." She asked Prince Compost to stop the slugs from eating her garden. She asked Prince Rushforth to feed her pets. She challenged Prince Pelvis to a roller disco marathon. She invited Prince Boneshaker for a cross-country ride on her motorbike. She called on Prince Vertigo to rescue her from her tower. And she sent Prince Bashthumb to chop some firewood in the royal forest. She suggested to Prince Fetlock that he might like to put her pony through its paces. She told Prince Grovel to take her mother, the queen, shopping. She commanded Prince Swimbladder to retrieve her magic ring from the goldfish pond. None of the princes could accomplish the task he was set. They all left in disgrace. "That's that, then," said Smarty Pants, thinking she was safe. Then Prince Swashbuckle turned up. He stopped the slugs eating her garden. He fed her pets, roller discoed until dawn, rode for miles on the back of her motorbike. He rescued her from her tower. He found some firewood in the forest. He even tamed her horrid pony. He took her mother, the queen, shopping and retrieved her magic ring from the goldfish pond. Prince Swashbuckle didn't think Princess Smarty Pants was so smart. So she gave him a magic kiss, and he turned into a gigantic, warty toad. Prince Swashbuckle left in a big hurry. When the other princes heard what had happened to Prince Swashbuckle, none of them wanted to marry Smarty Pants. So she lived happily ever after. The Napping House by Audrey Wood. There is a house, a napping house, where everyone is sleeping. And in that house there is a bed, a cozy bed, in a napping house where everyone is sleeping. And on that bed there is a granny, a snoring granny on a cozy bed, in a napping house where everyone is sleeping. And on that granny there is a child, a dreaming child, on a snoring granny, on a cozy bed, in a napping house where everyone is sleeping. And on that child there is a dog, a dozing dog, on a dreaming child, on a snoring granny, on a cozy bed, in a napping house where everyone is sleeping. And on that dog there is a cat, a snoozing cat, on a dozing dog, on a dreaming child, on a snoring granny, on a cozy bed, in a napping house where everyone is sleeping. And on that cat there is a mouse, a slumbering mouse, on a snoozing cat, on a dozing dog, on a dreaming child, on a snoring granny, on a cozy bed, in a napping house where everyone is sleeping. And on that mouse there is a flea. Can it be? A wakeful flea on a slumbering mouse, on a snoozing cat, on a dozing dog, on a dreaming child, on a snoring granny, on a cozy bed, in a napping house where everyone is sleeping. A wakeful flea who bites the mouse, who scares the cat, who claws the dog, who thumps the child, who bumps the granny, who breaks the bed in the napping house where no one now is sleeping.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.